True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, good to have you with us right here. Hour number three. That means we're an hour away from Burgundy and Gold today, and we get the DOC. That's right. The Raging Bull is off today, apparently. So Rick Doc Walker coming up, Burgundy and Gold today, an hour from right now. But right now we go up to the Milwaukee-Green Bay area, which I know is not the same thing, but I'm not sure, honestly, where he is today. I think he's in Milwaukee today. Green Bay tomorrow. He's the host of the Green Bay Packers radio network coverage tomorrow night, Thursday night football, the Washington Commanders and the Green Bay Packers. We had him on less than 2 weeks ago to talk about Micah Parsons, and we said, you know, he's so good, we got to have him on a second time to pick his brain about the Packers and how Micah is fitting in. My guy Doug Russell is with us here on the Team 980. Hello, Dougie. How are you?
Christopher, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
Yes, we've already done this dance, but from a Commander's perspective. So I appreciate you joining us and providing us your insight. So today you are. So just to clarify, not that it matters, but today you're in Milwaukee, tomorrow at Lambeau, correct?
That is correct. Yes, right. You have my itinerary down to a T.
You know, I mean, I've known you long enough, so. what is that, about a two-hour drive? Is that right? Am I remembering
that? About 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, and tomorrow's a gold season ticket holder package, which means it's the Milwaukee crowd, so getting out of Lambeau Field. Now, I'm there until the bitter end. I'm not leaving Lambeau until about 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So there won't be any traffic for me, but for anybody else who's going, if any of your listeners are planning on going to the game tomorrow, flying out to Milwaukee or Green Bay, just know if you're going to try to get back to Milwaukee, it's going to be character building. I'll just put it that way.
So what does that mean? The gold ticket, is that just the Milwaukee season ticket holder base? Is that what they do? Or?
Yeah. So 30 years ago, I guess a little bit more than 30 years ago now, when the Packers pulled out of Milwaukee, they used to play three games
at County Stadium. Sure.
Yes, as listeners of a certain age will undoubtedly remember. But when Bob Harlan pulled all the games out of Milwaukee, he said, we're still going to have a Milwaukee season ticket holder package to, you know, just kind of say thank you to those. We're abandoning a stadium, not a city. And so those tickets, as has been the case for many generations, whether you have a green season ticket holder package or a gold season ticket holder package, those are passed down from generation to generation. So primarily most of the season ticket holders that will be at the ball game tomorrow will be from the Milwaukee area.
Interesting how they do that. So you have to be, I mean, just one more if you're from Appleton, which is what, 45 minutes away from Lambeau Field roughly, what do you do? Are you in the Green Bay or are you in the Milwaukee, or if you're from a different, how does it, I'm just curious, how does this work?
All right, so Appleton's a lot closer to Green Bay. We can use Fond du Lac or Sheboygan if you'd like.
Okay.
Just depends on when you bought your tickets. And, you know, that's about, both of those cities are about halfway between Milwaukee and Green Bay. So most of them from that area probably are Green Bay season ticket holders, but certainly some of them are Old County Stadium patrons as well. Yeah.
Does this system work for everybody, or are people pissed, or how does that work?
People are used to it by now. The one area of consternation that Packers fans have about the gold season ticket holder package is that a lot of the Milwaukee season ticket holders, if it's not a marquee game, they'll sell it. Mm. And even if it is a marquee game, they'll still sell those tickets. And last year they had all three division games. So they had three games that were gold season ticket holder package games. And one was against the Bears, one was against the Vikings, and one was against the Lions. So it was just luck of the draw. It's 2-5. And if there is a ninth home game, those would go to the Milwaukee season ticket holders. And it just so happened last year they fell on all the division games. And there was a lot of Honolulu blue when the Lions came to town. Just put it that way.
Yeah, because I was listening to an interview on our previous show. And our host, Kevin Sheehan, brought that up about how many road fans there are. Certainly we expect, because it's Lambeau Field, even though Thursday night is somewhat problematic for some people, turn it into a four-day weekend. We're expecting a lot of burgundy and gold, tomorrow night, and why not, right? So and I know Matt LaFleur made a comment about that, I believe, after the Lions game, right?
There's been a concerted effort by Packers players and coaches and executives and fans and anyone associated, anyone who bleeds the green and gold, don't sell your season tickets to somebody else. But hey, listen, I mean, everybody's out to try to make a buck, right?
No doubt.
So if you can pay for your entire season tickets by selling one game, a lot of fans are going to do that. Yeah. So yeah, I anticipate seeing some burgundy and gold tomorrow night. Absolutely.
Let's get to the game. 27-13 Packers over the Lions last week. The number one reason why, in your opinion, was what?
I think the Packers were just able to put pressure on Jared Goff. I think that was a big part of it. The Lions last year were the number one scoring team in the NFL. They got one garbage time touchdown on Sunday. I'm not going to put it all on Micah Parsons, but every time that he was in, and he was only in for 30 snaps, so he's not at 100% yet. He obviously skipped training camp with the Cowboys, but when he was in there, he was able to affect what the other 10 guys on the defense were doing. So if you look at the interception that Jared Goff threw to Evan Williams, it was because Micah Parsons forced Jared Goff into a quick step throw, and Evan Williams, who has great ball instincts, just went after it and was able to break, trusting that he wasn't going to lose containment, and he wound up getting the interception. Rashawn Gary got a sack and a half. Lucas Van Ness, who they've been begging to do something because he was a 13th overall draft choice a couple of years ago out of Iowa, he hasn't really been able to do anything his first 2 years. Now, when he was at Iowa, he would rush the passer mostly over the guards. They put him outside, and he struggled against NFL tackles. So if you can have Rashawn Gary on one side, Micah Parsons on the other, and rush Lucas Van Ness through the middle, you're going to see a much more effective player that they invested a first-round draft pick in a couple of years ago. So he just affects different guys on the field. And as I was talking to Rashawn Gary after the game, I said, is this just a case where everyone eats because of number one on your opposite side? He's like, yeah, I think he's going to make everybody a lot of money here.
Yeah. It's interesting that you bring that up. No, it's interesting that you bring that up about Van Ness, because I've been talking about how Micah has to probably attack the interior of the Commanders' offensive line, where they're without Sam Cosmi at right guard, who's a Pro Bowl guard, right, because he's still coming back from knee. You got the rookie Josh Connerly on the right side. You have Tyler Biadasz, who kind of goes a little bit up and down in terms of pass protection. And I didn't even think about Van Ness. I was more thinking Micah, Rashawn Gary. But if you throw all three of those guys, and if they're making, I guess, a concerted effort to attack that interior, that could either force Jaden Daniels off his mark, which I presume is a good thing, but then you got to run and catch him, or it could just screw up everything that the Commanders are trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that Jaden Daniels has over Jared Goff, obviously, is mobility.
Yeah.
And that may be giving Washington a little bit more of an advantage than what we saw from more of a pure pocket passer in Jared Goff, who, you know, let's face it, I'm not going to say he's putting out on 18, but certainly he's made the turn of the clubhouse, if you know what I'm saying, as far as his NFL career is concerned. Jaden Daniels, he's just getting going. He's just getting started. So he's obviously a very accurate passer, and he's got the added dimension of being mobile as well. So that could present some issues. But as long as the Packers can contain the edge, I think they've got a real chance. But, you know, Devontae Wyatt got a sack against the Lions as well. So they're really attacking the ball right now. And that's the one thing that we haven't seen. We saw it a little bit more in Jeff Hafley's first season as Packers defensive coordinator. But when Joe Barry was here and he was the DC, it was much more passive. And what we've seen last year is more emphasis on, you know, flying to the football. And now they're just absolutely just annihilating the football right now. Again, granted, one game, I get it. Very, very small sample size. But the early returns were really, really good from what we saw when you've got that configuration with Micah Parsons in the game.
No doubt. Helps to have that personnel. Helps to have that guy that's now wearing number one in green and gold for the Packers, and that is Micah Parsons. Doug Russell is the sports director at 97.3. The game in Milwaukee as well. Packers game day host on the Packers radio network, and my longtime friend. You can follow him on Twitter at Doug Russell on Twitter or X, and he'll be at Lambeau Field, of course, covering the game tomorrow night. So we're happy to have him here today. So you mentioned Micah, obviously. Now that he, and he only played the 30 snaps, it seemed like they also had an impact on the run. They did a good job stopping the run, and that's a good run attack for the Detroit Lions. Was it just, what would you say is the way to probably attack this Green Bay defense? Because I was trying to figure this out yesterday. The Commanders like to run some tempo. Micah has struggled with the run at times. We know he's got the balky back. Would you, if you're Cliff Kingsbury and the Commanders, run tempo by design, as they often do, but run it early and try and run at Micah? Or would you try and run away from Micah? How would you kind of, you know, and would you throw at the corners who Jaire Alexander no longer is there? How would you kind of attack this Green Bay defense?
Yeah, not having Ja there, I'm not sure how much that's really hurting the Packers right now, considering what we saw on Sunday with his new team, the Ravens, of course. I'm sure many of your listeners watched that game.
Right, and he only played like seven games a year, too. So,
well, that was the other part of it. And they don't have to count on him anymore. I think the best attack, in my opinion, is not necessarily to run because, Kenny Clark, who they traded for Micah Parsons, was a run stuffer, no question. But they still have guys like Colby Wooden, who has been in there, and he's done a really, really nice job. Devontae Wyatt, a first-round draft choice. I mean, he's someone who has really been a player who's getting better and better. He doesn't get a lot of ink. Edgerrin Cooper in the middle at linebacker. He was second-round draft choice last year out of Texas A&M. He's blossoming into a superstar right now.
Yeah, that's the guy that worries me, absolutely.
I think he is someone whose trajectory is just going to continue to skyrocket. But if you're going to try to attack the Packers' defense, I think maybe you have to throw the ball. I mean, I think they're solid at safety. They've got Xavier McKinney, first-team All-Pro. You guys know Xavier McKinney from his days with the Giants as well as anybody. He can wreak havoc on other teams. Evan Williams in his second season out of Oregon, I think he's a really good free safety as well. But if you can throw at Keyshawn Nixon, if you can throw at Nate Hobbs, who's been slowed, you can throw at Carrington Valentine if he's in the ballgame as well. I think that's probably going to be your best bet at scoring some points. I think that there's an opportunity for Terry McLaurin to get in on Keyshawn Nixon once or twice throughout the game. So if you're going to attack the Packers' defense, it might be through the air.
The Packers' offense, the Commanders' offense racked up 432 yards. The Packer offense, only 266 on Sunday. But obviously, because of their defensive dominance, as you kind of touched on, because of some other things, they were able to grind out 27 points, more points than the Commanders scored, on way less yards. Is this offense, in your opinion, dangerous and explosive, or are they just kind of good, solid, and effective?
I think right now they're good, solid, and effective with the opportunity to be explosive. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Because Jordan Love really spread the ball around. I mean, in the first half, he threw the ball to 10 different receivers who caught the ball. I mean, even rookies like Savion Williams or Chris Brooks out of the backfield, who is, the backup to Josh Jacobs right now. Matthew Golden caught a couple of passes, but just two passes, the first-round draft choice out of Texas. Tucker Kraft is a guy that you've got to really pay attention to because he's turned himself into an elite pass-catching tight end. They can run some two tight end sets when Luke Musgrave is in there as well. So they don't have that one guy yet. I think Matthew Golden is going to turn into that eventually, but not after one game in the NFL. Jaden Reed, caught the 26-yard touchdown pass. Romeo Doubs, he got in there. He had a nice 34-yard pass reception as well. He caught both of the balls that were thrown his way. Dontavian Wicks hung on to the ball. That was a problem for him last year. So they're able to spread the ball around, but they don't have that one guy yet, especially with Christian Watson, who they just extended for another year yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
But Christian Watson, who can high point the ball, who's got speed, who's got smarts, doesn't always have the best ball security and hasn't been able to stay on the field yet. They're kind of waiting for him to see what kind of NFL player he's going to be. But if you can bookend at some point Christian Watson on one side and Matthew Golden on the other, I think you're going to have a really explosive pass-catching duo with Jordan Love. But right now they're just spreading the ball around. They're using it's put it this way. If you're drafting a fantasy team, you're probably not going to be drafting a lot of Packers players on offense. You know what I mean? Maybe Josh Jacobs, maybe Jordan Love, but certainly none of the pass catchers.
If Josh Jacobs, say, runs for, I don't know, 70 yards tomorrow night, and he only had 66 on 19 carries, but he had a 3-yard touchdown run, the Packers offense against a, I guess what I would say is a certainly improving, not yet a good defense. I can't call it a good defense because they obliterated Russell Wilson and the dopey Giants. But if Josh Jacobs, say, is kept to around 70 yards, do you think the Packers, with what you mentioned about Kraft emerging and the variety at wide receiver, have more than enough weapons again against a good defense? Or do you think they need turnovers in order to win a game like that? I don't know what the best way to ask the question is. Basically, do they need Jacobs to be better against a better defense in order for them to be really efficient on offense?
I think you're going to see a split. And I don't mean to duck the question, but the Packers only ran 47 offensive snaps.
Right.
On Sunday,
right?
And the Lions
Detroit
ran 63.
Detroit had so much time of possession. You're right.
So, I mean, I think that's probably one of the reasons. Now, 3.5 yards per carry average for Jacobs. You know, as you mentioned, the 19 carries, 66 yards. That's not going to jump off the page at anyone. But they were effective yards, right? And the Packers were able to create turnovers, and they were able to run clean plays. Their offense didn't create any penalties for themselves. They only had four for the entire game for 40 yards, which is winning football, and that was all on the defensive side. So, I mean, this is a team that when they don't, and this is going to sound like an obvious statement that any football moron could probably make, but I'm going to make it anyway. When you play as clean as the Packers did on Sunday against Detroit, you're probably not going to lose. And that's what we saw. We saw the ball get spread around. We saw Josh Jacobs be not spectacular but effective. We saw Jordan Love, same thing, not spectacular but effective. His quarterback rating was almost 130 because he took care of the ball, but he almost did throw another interception, though, too. So it's not a perfect offense yet. It's just right now there are a bunch of guys who are really good, but nobody who's really great right now, perhaps with the exception of Jacobs, and with the possibility that Jordan Love is going to be great again this season as he gets at least one or two of his weapons back and in more development.
Yeah, I look at it as a good and efficient offense for the most part. It's not an explosive offense, at least right now. As you said, it can be explosive on certain plays, but not explosive maybe throughout or consistently. One last one, and then I'll let you run, and I appreciate you. My guy, Doug Russell, again, Packers game day host on the Packers Radio Network and 97.3. The game in Milwaukee. Matty LaFleur is a guy that I covered and got to know when he was a young quarterbacks coach here from 2010 through 2013 with Mike and Kyle Shanahan. Obviously, he's gone on to great things, and he's the head coach. And Gutekunst, you know, has done from afar a pretty good job. Did the Micah deal and trade, did that put more pressure on them, or did that relieve some pressure in that it seemed like an all-in type move that they don't normally make?
So that's the narrative on the Packers, right? They are cautious. They don't go out and make big splashy plays, the big splashy moves. That was Ted Thompson that didn't do that. And I think that was amplified because we had a quarterback at the time who like to point those things out from time to time. That quarterback now plays in Pittsburgh. Ted tragically passed away a few years ago, but he hasn't been the general manager here in a while. Brian Gutekunst has been very aggressive as a general manager in the NFL. And it wasn't Ted Thompson who hired Brian Gutekunst. It was Ron Wolf who hired Brian Gutekunst back in 1999 as a scout, and he worked his way up and through the organization, but he's been here since the late 1990s, and what he saw was Ted Thompson, a guy who traded a first-round draft choice to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-string quarterback whose name nobody could pronounce.
and that worked out okay.
Pretty well for the Packers. So that was a huge roll of the dice. Ron Wolf also spent more money than anybody else in NFL history to bring in a free agent from Philadelphia who wound up maybe one of the top five defensive players in NFL history in Reggie White. That's another, not necessarily roll of the dice, but it was a lot of money at the time. Brian Gutekunst was a finalist for the Khalil Mack trade that ultimately probably is happy that he didn't pull off when Khalil Mack went to the Bears. Had one great season in Chicago and then kind of tailed off from there, but he was in on that trade. He's tried a couple of times and just hasn't been able to land it yet. And that is true probably for a lot of NFL general managers, but he's always in the conversation. And don't forget what he did a year ago when he brought in Josh Jacobs as a free agent, big money free agent, and Xavier McKinney is a big name, big money free agent.
No, you're right.
Brian Gutekunst has been very aggressive. The only surprise, at least in Green Bay, is that the trade happened at all. I didn't think Jerry was going to trade Micah Parsons. That I think has been pretty well documented that Rubicon had been crossed. But I'm not surprised that the Packers are right in the middle of it, and I'm not surprised that Brian Gutekunst was able to land it this time.
Last one real quickly, is LaFleur pretty popular with the fan base, or do they not like him?
No, they like him. Matt LaFleur is liked in Wisconsin. He's had a lot of regular season success, but now you want the pelt on the wall, right?
Yeah.
After a while, fans get anxious. You've gotten us to the playoffs. We've seen double-digit wins year after year. Packers fans are spoiled. I know I'm not necessarily breaking any news, but I think that Washington football fans from the 1980s with the Redskins and prior to that with Joe Gibbs and Joe Theismann, the Hogs, John Riggins, and if you're, again, of a certain age, you become used to winning. And if you don't get that pelt on the wall, if you don't get that parade, if you don't get that trophy, if you don't get that banner, you're starting to wonder why. And I think that's where Packers fans are right now. It's been 15 years since the Packers have been to and won a Super Bowl, even though they've had, Hall of Fame quarterback play. Now, Jordan Love isn't a Hall of Famer yet by a long shot, but they're coming off of more than 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play, and they've only got two of those, as I say, pelts on the wall. Packers fans are hungry for another one. They've been to the NFC Championship game a couple of times. They've been to the divisional round a couple of times. Now they just want that next step, and they feel like maybe Micah Parsons is that player that can help get them to that next step, maybe in the same sense that Reggie White was back in the 1990s or that Charles Woodson was in the 2000s.
It is hard to win in the NFL, but you're always a winner in my book, Doug. I appreciate you as always, my friend. Sorry I can't make it out to say hello in person, but we will get together, who knows, maybe for the NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field.
If the NFC Championship game is here, I've got a guest room with your name on.
Attaboy! Attaboy! That's all I needed to hear. Love you, man. Appreciate it. Have a good broadcast tomorrow, and I'll talk to you real soon. I appreciate you as always, okay?
You're the best, my brother. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. That is my guy, Doug Russell, at Doug Russell on Twitter. You can listen to him if you're going to Green Bay tomorrow or anytime. Sports Director 97.3, the game in Milwaukee. I think that's the station Zabe's on, if I'm not mistaken. I believe so. And also the host of Packers Game Day, pre and post, on the Packers Radio Network. Back in a flash. As we continue along here on a Wednesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond on the Team 980.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Thanks to Doug Russell, again, for a little Packer preview. That was weird about the season ticket thing. I didn't realize that they did that. You know, you got Milwaukee season ticket holders, you got Green Bay season ticket holders, but I guess you got to do that when the team is so damn popular, you know, that people are willing to come from hours and hours and hours away. That was interesting. Why don't we get to, I know we got to go quickly here. Maybe we'll scratch the trending alert, AMAC, and we'll have a little more time and get the real rooster in here in Hagerstown, who occasionally calls and wants to assert his supremacy over the radio rooster. Right, real rooster? How are you?
Well, good afternoon, Christopher the Rooster.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Hey, look, you're beating my boy AMAC up, Cowboy B. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a real man, don't bring the dude a hamburger. Support your team, support it like you should, and bring the guy a steak if you lose. Be a real man.
Well, so Cowboy B is left for the day because we don't want him to work too hard, right?
We don't want to hurt his feelings either.
Yeah, but to your point, right, and that's why I was trying to elevate the burger proposition to a prime rib burger, right, like a higher-end burger. But a steak would be great too, right?
Yeah.
I think here's what's hurting our cause here. I think I could convince Cowboy B to do this. But AMAC not being as assertive as he needs to be on this, I think is hurting the cause, because he's like, well, you know, my team's probably going to lose. I don't really want to do anything. So he's not really trying to force the hand of Cowboy B, and instead is trying to make it boring, kind of vanilla and lame, and trying to ruin the bit. Because he knows that it's most likely that his team is dropping 0-2 and benching their starting quarterback.
Right, but didn't his family just buy stock in the Giants team?
That's a great question, AMAC. Didn't you just buy a $1 billion stake? I mean, listen to the real rooster.
That was the real rooster. You said that's a great question, AMAC, so.
Listen.
Hey, Rooster.
You know what it is, real rooster? He just doesn't like anybody named Rooster. He's threatened.
Hey, you know what? But you know what, Rooster? You know what you need to do? You need to pat your boy on the head, since it hurts his feelings last time you did it. Pat him on the head on Sunday when Dallas kicks their ass. Pat him on the head and say, now, little boy, it'll be okay.
I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to do that. But we will come up with something. We will force the issue at hand. We will publicly shame AMAC into making a bet of what he's going to do for reparations to Cowboy B and the whole crew when his Giants go to 0-2. You know, thank you, Real Rooster. Oh my goodness.
You see what you incite? This is your doing.
This is my doing.
Yes, we had just
to,
over here.
We had to dump the Real Rooster.
Yeah, because you're just over here inciting things.
I mean, listen.
Relax.
Would you like me to just talk about hand technique?
At this point, yes. Yes, I would love to hear you talk about some film. Yes. If it stops people from dropping bombs on the show.
That doesn't happen very often, but a little bit of chop busting is never a bad thing. I mean, I know you're missing Doc, who literally would just make fun of you for 3 hours at a time if he could.
And instead of figuratively doing that?
Well, I mean, like, I kind of do it, like, here and there. I still do the show. You know, I mix it up a little bit, but I always come back to you. It's part of me trying to establish you as a celebrity.
You have this very, I think you do it subtly, but it's not very subtle, art of spin. It's like, just stop it. Just stop.
Just stop,
you know,
Rooster.
What.
Just stop. Be boring, please.
Very mature.
Don't make fun of me.
They always.
And my Giants.
They always say that about you. Very mature.
Well, I mean, listen, you created a stupid nickname for me, which makes no sense. So, I mean, you're just continuing this creation of this monster in your mind that, you know, I steal girls and what? I'm just this barbaric, like, maniac on the radio.
And you're showing it very, very fluently right now. You're inciting violence, harsh language.
Inciting violence? Yeah, yeah. What kind of violence am I inciting?
Harsh language.
Harsh language. You dumped them. Thanks to the Real Rooster. Coming up in just a couple of moments, my guy Sean in Connecticut, who I know is at the Commanders game. How do I know? Because I know. We'll have that story for you when we return on the other side. As we finish things up, wind things down here on a overcast, kind of sort of rainy Wednesday in the DMV. On the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Doc Walker is 20 minutes away. Burgundy and gold today. You're on a Wednesday. The DOC is out there giving lessons. Just every time I pass him, he's either talking about Linnell or wrestling. It's just, you know, just absorbing and soaking up the aura of Doc Walker is something. He's coming up 20 minutes from now. Dumb Dumb of the Day is coming up before we get out of here. But my guy Sean in Connecticut is with us here on the Team 980. Sean, it was great to see you on Saturday and have a bite to eat and all of that stuff. Great to catch up with you, my friend, and glad you got to see a win on your way down and back.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Saturday was that was a great time. It was good to see you. But the most important part of the weekend was just. And I thought I would have loved to send the Giants home with like a 35-6 score. I'll take a comfortable or a pretty comfortable week one win. I think they're just getting the rust off. It was kind of funny because for my entire life, the quarterbacks have been terrible. And then we get Jaden last year. And then Jaden week one, he just had a couple throws that were a little off. And I was, like, getting mad, and it just goes to show how spoiled we were with him last year, that in 1 year, my expectations for my quarterback go from, like, the dumpster to top five. So, but I just think they're getting the rust off. I'm not worried about them. And I think the fact that they were able to escape the game, for the most part, pretty healthy, I think that's very important. I'm hoping Cosme. I thought the offensive line looked pretty good against a really good D line. I thought Connolly played well. He had one or two bad snaps, but I thought everyone played very well. The defense, I couldn't believe I was just waiting for Malik Nabers to catch a slant and take it like 40 yards or something. I thought Lattimore played well. I thought Trey Amos played well. I think. Just as a collective group, they played really well. I think Will Harris adds more coverage skills than Jeremy Chinn had, and he has a lot of attitude, which I like. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I called into because I missed your show the other day, so I called in to support Linnell. And one of the things I said was, Javon Kinlaw is a scary, scary man. The fact that he's that big and can move that fast, I'm glad he's on our team. I would not want Jaden to have to worry about that. But I think the keys for the game tomorrow night are just tying up offensively with what was it, 13 penalties they had? Something like that?
Was it 13 or 12? No, 12 for 89.
Okay. Yeah, so just tighten that up a little bit. Get Jaden just get a little bit better timing because, like, that big miss with Terry, he cooked him down the field. I think tightening up the little things, and I think that if they win, I saw you had posting earlier, what would it say if they won? I think it says that, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but beating a team as good as the Pack, and it's only week two, so we don't, it's hard to gauge, but based on the recent years and week one, beating a team like Green Bay in a place like Green Bay under the lights week two, I think it says everything, and I think it says they've arrived and they should be respected and treated as contenders. Maybe not the favorites, but 100% contenders. And I think they already are, but I think this would really cement it and let everyone know that Jaden Daniels is officially here. He's got a better team around him, and Washington is finally back. But my last thing real quick, if Jaden Daniels, if he could just keep beating the Giants, you can obviously I'd love to beat the Eagles and Cowboys two times a year each, but I'll take a split with them because they're usually better. But if he could just beat the Giants two times a year for the next 5 years, it would just, I don't know. Maybe I have to get a Jaden Daniels tattoo or something because I hate the Giants, and there's nothing I love more than beating an NFC rival, but especially the Giants. So if you can keep doing that, that'd be great. But great to see you, Chris. Have a good one.
It was great to see you too, Sean. Yes, indeed. Appreciate you.
I didn't like Sean.
I knew that was coming.
I didn't like him.
AMAC is just shaking his head in disgust. Yeah, Sean and I got together for a little lunch, early dinner on Saturday. Because he was in town from Connecticut going to the game, as he goes to several games. We usually see each other at the Army-Navy game and then usually like one Commanders game a year. So we were able to get together over at MGM and have a little dinner or late lunch, I should say. By the way, have you ever had the nachos at MGM Taft Sports Bar? Man, are they tremendous. Huge platter. Huge platter, baby. And I drank lots of diet soda that day. It's probably the only one drinking soda, but drank lots and lots of soda that day. I wish I could drink water in that quantity, but they had to bring out the pitcher.
Wait, why can't you drink water in that quantity?
Well, because I don't like it. I love diet soda.
Okay, this is why you call my salads. How do you not like water?
It's okay. It's just plain Jane. It's boring. It's bland.
So how do you not like it?
It's okay. I'm not saying I don't like
you
it.
You did say, you well, just said you don't
I'm
like
saying
it.
I don't like it like I like diet soda. It doesn't taste the same. It doesn't taste as good. It's not as fun.
Remind yourself how good it is for you.
I know. But I'm about having fun. See, that's one thing you haven't figured out about me. Is I like to bust chops. I like to live a little bit on the edge. I like to poke the bear a little bit. I like to live a little bit dangerously. So, diet soda is more fun to drink than water.
You clearly don't like to make good decisions, too.
Well, that's a little bit of a problem.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
So fun and stupidity.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a problem. Well, it's kind of like why we do Dumb Dumb of the Day, which is next. And of course, well, you know that we have a sad story, but also just a what society are we living in story next. Dumb Dumb of the Day before we wrap it up and make way for the DOC coming up at 4 o'clock on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, before we turn things over to the DOC, who's coming up with BNG today at 4 o'clock. That's right. No super six packs coming today. Headline, Missouri man fatally shoots roommate. Bad. Not good. Why? Because the victim forgot to bring drugs to a football watch party. Huh? Yeah, that's right. College football at a St. Louis home over last weekend. Marvin Byrd, a 54-year-old man, 54, is now charged with first-degree murder, armed criminal action, unlawful possession of a firearm, and resisting arrest. Why? Because he killed his roommate, allegedly. A 58-year-old man, Dwayne Thomas. Now, that's horrible, right? I mean, let's start with there. But according to court records, Byrd grew angry at Thomas when his roommate failed to bring drugs and household items to the party. And they got into an argument. The argument escalated, and it allegedly resulted in the shooting. At about 6:30 on Saturday night, when police arrived, they found Thomas, the victim, lying in the street with gunshot wounds. Just awful, right? Awful. I mean, who would do this except, well, all the idiots that we have to live amongst in society? So he told the detectives, the alleged murderer, that it was a long buildup of frustration with Thomas. The defendant, according to the police report, explained to detectives that the confidential victim was being verbally reckless. Initially, the defendant stated, I don't know what a confidential victim is, that he charged at him. He later stated that it was an accident and it was really a result of, again, built up frustration. I don't know what a confidential victim is, but whatever. He then, according to an eyewitness who told investigators, they heard gunfire. They saw the alleged perpetrator standing nearby holding a weapon. It was caught on doorbell camera. He was taken into custody after resisting arrest, and he's being held without bond. So here's the story, boys and girls. Listen, you do you, right? You want to dabble a little bit? As long as it's legal, I'm okay. You do you. You know what you shouldn't do? Get mad at somebody for not bringing a bunch of illegal drugs to a football watch party and then murder them. That's what you shouldn't do. Oh, by the way, I know, people murder people, right? Not guns. No, they have nothing to do with it. Nope, nothing to see here, right? So imagine this Saturday when you're watching, I don't know, Alabama and Wisconsin, LSU and Florida, hell, Maryland and Towson. You know, why don't you say, hey, man, bring some dip and some chips, maybe a little diet soda, maybe a little water for AMAC and a bougie salad. Instead of bringing a gun, being pissed off about illegal drugs, and ending somebody's life. Maybe we should consider that. What do you think? Maybe? Can we try? Can we try that? God, you people suck. The idiocy that we live amongst in America, never mind the DMV. I mean, it's horrible out there on the roads, violent crime, whatever. The idiocy that we live in this country is just befuddling. It's just everybody's gone mad. Everybody's gone mad. It's just a horrible, horrible society to live in. I can't imagine how it could be worse, but I know it's a lot worse elsewhere. Just awful. Feel bad for that victim. I don't know what exactly triggered it, but feel bad for that victim. And obviously that guy should be thrown in jail for the rest of his time on earth. All right. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to Doug Russell for joining us. Thanks to you for calling in on the phones. Back tomorrow on a game day, on a Thursday game day. Still hate Thursday night football, but we'll be back here at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for a final preview of the Packers and the Commanders. Doc is next. Stay tuned for that on your drive home. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.